Michael Bloomberg pays $10 million for Super Bowl gun control ad. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 30, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg is running a $10 million gun control ad during this Sunday's Super Bowl. The ad features Calandrian Simpson Kemp, mother of deceased 20-year-old George Kemp Jr., talking about her son being shot and killed in 2013. MSNBC's Morning Joe published a first look at Bloomberg's gun control video. It starts with Simpson Kemp saying, "George started playing football when he was 4 years old. He would wake up every Saturday, ready for the game. That became our life. He had aspirations about going to the NFL." She continues, "On a Friday morning, George was shot. George didn't survive." On September 27, 2013, the Houston Chronicle reported that Kemp was shot just around midnight after allegedly pulling into a Richmond, Texas neighborhood, calling an individual on his cell phone, and challenging him to a fight. Bloomberg suggested the ad shows the need for universal background checks and other gun controls. Politico quoted him saying, "Calandrian's story is a powerful reminder of the urgency of this issue and the failure of Washington to address it. People will be rooting for different teams in the Super Bowl. But virtually all Americans, including people in both parties and a majority of gun owners, support universal background checks and other common-sense gun laws." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.